Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
It's no secret that digital transformations are challenging, but some of the digital transformations I've been involved with have been more difficult than others, and that's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach the third stage of digital transformation success. And as much as I'd love to say that every digital transformation I've ever been involved with has been easy, no road bumps, and has been executed perfectly, I'd be disingenuous if I said that because it's not true. In fact, some of the digital transformations I've been involved with as a consultant have been so difficult that I've at times questioned whether or not I want to keep doing consulting and whether or not I want to do digital transformations. And those are the ones I really want to hone in on and focus on here today. So what I want to do today is talk about some of those most difficult digital transformations and some of the lessons that came from them. And what's really interesting as I prepared for this discussion is that there's really two parallel paths or two parallel sets of lessons that we can take away. Some of them are related to digital transformation best practices, and some of them are related just to general career management, particularly if you're a consultant or aspire to be a consultant in digital transformation. One of the most difficult digital transformations I've ever been involved with was actually the very first one I was involved with when I graduated from business school. And right out of business school, I was hired by one of the big system integrators, one of the big consulting firms, and we had a very large client. It was a Fortune 500 manufacturing client. So because this was the first consulting project I had coming out of business school, I had an optimistic view of what consulting engagements would look like, and I quickly learned some of the dark secrets of what it meant to be a consultant at the time. And this was in the late 90s, and at the time, there weren't really any independent consulting firms that helped clients through digital transformations. And I'm gonna come back to that point later in this video. So this is a case study of what can go wrong when you follow a traditional consulting model with helping clients through digital transformations. And to start, we were hired to do a software evaluation and selection. The only problem was, I sat down with our team and I had just been there for a couple of weeks and I was excited to learn about different technologies that might be considered as part of the evaluation. And any ideas I had of exploring different technologies was quickly shot down, which I didn't understand at the time why I was being shot down until I learned that we partnered with another part of our organization that specialized in SAP implementations. So we knew from day one that our recommendation was going to be SAP. Now the question was not, are we going to recommend SAP or what are we going to recommend? It was, how are we going to recommend it? How are we going to justify that SAP is the best fit for this organization? And here's the kicker. Our consulting fees were in excess of $1 million to tell the client the answer that we already knew from day one we were going to tell them. So that was the first problem. I became jaded at a very young age, early in my career, because of this, because I didn't feel that it was right. It didn't make sense to me that the client was paying all this money and this was the answer we were giving them. But it did teach me about the inner workings of how consulting firms work, especially the larger Big Four system integrators. And it also gave me the idea for what would later become a business that I started. Now, in addition to this rude awakening I had as a consultant, I also learned very quickly about what internal politics can do to an organization and its digital transformation. Not only did the organization or the client themselves have a lot of internal politics and infighting that was happening at the time, their industry at that time was being disrupted. They were going through a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of pressure on their revenues and their margins. And so there's a lot of pressure that went along with that and a lot of politics. At the same time, because we were part of a big consulting team, we had our own internal politics and infighting that we were trying to work out. And by the way, we were billing the client for that time to work out our own internal issues. So this was a very difficult project for me, and it actually did make me question if I chose the right career and the right profession and the right company to be working for. I ultimately decided it was the right career and the right profession, but ultimately also decided that that was the wrong company that I was at. And as I'll talk about throughout this video, I found that it wasn't just this company that was the problem, it was the way the industry was built, and that's what I'll get to here in a second. So if we fast forward a few years after that first fateful consulting engagement at the Big Four consulting firm, I had decided in 2005 that I wanted to start my own consulting firm. I decided after several years of working not only at that firm, but another firm I went to, and quickly realizing over the years that that's the way the industry was built and the way the industry worked. You had these biases and these alliances and partnerships that benefited consulting firms, but they didn't benefit clients. And so therefore, the industry was giving biased information to the industry. So in 2005, I decided to start an independent consulting firm that focused on helping clients through their digital transformations. And one of the most important things to me was to make sure we were independent and that we were technology agnostic. So the very first client we had at that company was also one of the difficult ones in my career. And this was a mid-sized consumer services company. They had a very aggressive growth plan. They were growing aggressively. They had defined some really well-defined business processes, and they acted a lot like a big company that had already scaled. And I mean that in a good way. It was a positive thing. They had very tight operations, and it was something that was very scalable, and they were experiencing the growth as a result of that. But there were two internal personalities that made this transformation very difficult, especially as a young company, a young team, and at the time I was a young CEO of that company. And it was a very strong-willed CEO who was very difficult to work with. He's very combative. He held us accountable, but also in a way that was almost unrealistic. So in other words, if there were things that were outside of our control or anyone's control for that matter, he would beat us up over that, and we ended up being a scapegoat for a lot of the problems that that organization was facing. And in addition to that, we also had an internal resource that had been at the company for a really long time, and she was sort of that single point of failure within the organization. She knew the legacy systems better than anyone. She actually helped build a lot of those legacy systems, knew the processes inside and out, and she was really the only person in the organization that knew how to do anything with the software. So we were sort of beholden to her knowledge, and she did not agree with this whole idea of going through a digital transformation. So she became very difficult, combative, and it was hard to navigate, quite frankly, that personality type, especially because she had so much influence within the organization. Now, ultimately, she was fired and she didn't survive the transformation, but along the way, it created a lot of hiccups and a lot of difficulties. Now, it turns out that this ended up becoming a long-term client of ours. We helped them all the way through the implementation. The CEO raved about us at the end of it. So despite being beat up by him along the way, we actually got an award from the company for being their vendor of the year at the time we completed the transformation. So it turned out okay, but it was very painful along the way.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the US, Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another client from those early days of starting my own consulting firm was a large Fortune 500 consumer product company. And they were on an old legacy-based green screen mainframe system that they were trying to migrate to a more modern ERP system. So they hired our team to help select the software and help them through the implementation. And on the surface, that sounds pretty vanilla, like a basic consulting engagement, which on the surface it is. But underneath the surface were a lot of challenges that we experienced with this client. First of all, it was a highly tenured workforce. These were people that had been at the company for 30 and 40 years, and a huge number of their senior leadership team was on the verge of retirement. So you can imagine what that does to people's excitement for change. There's a lot of pushback, a lot of resistance, a lot of people that just wanted to make it that last year or two before they retired without any major disruption to their careers. And this digital transformation was, in fact, a disruption to their careers. The company was also under a lot of pressure. They were experiencing competition that was undercutting their pricing. They were losing market share to foreign competitors, and they just had a lot of trouble. And they had also run into financial difficulty because of overexpansion. So they had actually gone through a few different ownership changes in terms of private equity buyers new CEOs, and just a lot of turnover at the top. So that created a lot of misalignment internally because the top brass was continuously turning over at the time we were going through this transformation. And then finally, you add to the fact that it was a relatively less mature organization, less sophisticated in terms of not knowing what they didn't know. And so they ended up falling victim to a lot of the common sales tactics that you see in the software industry. In fact, there was one point during the software selection phase of the project that we were helping them with where we had actually recommended Oracle for this client. We thought that Oracle was a better fit, and it fit the flexibility needs, the integration needs, and just some of the general functionality that they needed. And not to say that all clients listen to us and all clients take our advice. It's not extremely uncommon for them not to. So in this case, they went a different direction from our recommendation, not because they didn't trust the recommendation, but because the software vendors were such good salespeople. So we had SAP and a big system integrator that was supporting SAP come in, and I still remember their presentation to the executive team. And they came in and gave their little song and dance and their presentation. So at the front of the room during the presentation, they had these two easels that had something on it that were covered in a sheet or some sort of covering. And at the end of the presentation, they had this big dramatic finish where they pulled the sheets off the easels. And what was underneath was a big advertisement that showed SAP runs, and it had the client's name underneath it. So they had done sort of a mock-up of an advertising campaign that they were suggesting that they would run as a result of them becoming a client. And I still remember the oohs and ahs that that got from the executive team. And I still to this day believe that that executive team made a very emotional decision based on that sales tactic. And this is just one of many that I've seen throughout my career, but this is one of the more memorable ones. So that was another challenge with this digital transformation, is we had an executive team that fell victim to some of the common sales traps and some of the sales tactics that can be highly effective in selling software, but they're not effective in making the right decision. Now, two of the three case studies I've talked about so far were multinational organizations. But this fourth one I'm going to talk about was an even bigger global footprint. And they were a large healthcare organization, and still are a large healthcare organization, that was trying to decide between two technologies and trying to decide which system would be the best fit for their organization. Again, sounds simple enough, sounds like a vanilla consulting engagement, but there's a lot going on underneath the surface there. Most notably was it was an extremely political organization. It's probably one of the more political organizations in terms of infighting and unhealthy, toxic behaviors that I've seen in my career. And as you can imagine, anytime you have that sort of backdrop, it doesn't matter how well you do a digital transformation or how well you think you're doing a digital transformation. If you have these fundamental problems as an organization and these fundamental cultural issues, it doesn't matter what kind of technology you try to put in place, it's probably not going to work well, and it's probably not going to help those cultural dimensions. And it wasn't just that there was a lot of politics and infighting, it was also that they were extremely misaligned. They didn't have a clear vision as a leadership team of where they were going, what their priorities were, and what they should do as an organization. And that's something that ultimately starts at the top. You need that sort of clarity from the top down in order to have that alignment. And they didn't have that clarity, so it created a very misaligned organization. The fact that they had such a global and diverse footprint as an employee team and as an organization made it even more difficult. And so at the end of the day, this was one of those projects that never came to fruition. We finished the evaluation, we gave a recommendation. They still couldn't align or agree on the recommendation or even to disagree with the recommendation. They couldn't agree on that either. So they ended up not moving forward with the transformation. And to this day, they still haven't started any sort of transformation, and they're stuck just trying to figure out what it is they want to do in the future. Now, the last case study I'll talk about here today was not only, and still is not only, one of the most difficult clients I've worked with, but it's actually my favorite client that I've ever had. And it may sound counterintuitive, it may sound strange, but I'd say this is a very healthy sort of challenge and difficulty that I've had with this client. First and foremost, this is an organization that's highly successful. They've disrupted their industry in a way that most organizations don't ever get to achieve. They took what was an old school, old way of thinking type of industry in the steel industry, and they totally disrupted that and came in with an innovative model that completely transformed the steel industry. Now, the reason why this company is difficult to work with is not because they're innovative or not because they're a successful company, but because they have a very strong culture. And I think this is actually a positive for them, but it made it very difficult as a consultant to get used to working with them. They have a very strong culture, and they either accept you or they reject you. And you add to the fact that they just don't like consultants and they distrust consultants. They don't have a lot of faith and confidence or dependency on consultants. That makes for a very difficult backdrop, and it makes it very difficult to be successful as a consultant in this environment. But the good news is we figure out over time how to navigate that environment and how to really understand their culture and how to best help them and do it in a way that was unique to them and to really fit their environment. And to this day, they're still a client. We've been doing work for them for several years now. I want to say 5 or 7 years, my team has been working with the same client, and we continue to help them through massive transformation initiatives that they continuously have. In some cases, they're big enterprise-wide technologies. In other cases, it's been business intelligence and other sorts of technologies. So it's been a really fun ride, but it's also one of the more difficult ones. But it's also probably been the most rewarding client I've ever worked with. Not only is it my favorite, but it's the one I've probably learned the most from and the one that I found on a personal level to be the most rewarding. So that's something that's worth noting as well. And as I've talked about this in other case studies throughout the discussion here today, my whole idea was to share with you some of the digital transformation lessons that come along with that, as well as some of the career lessons too, and making sure that you stay true to what it is you want to do. And so I hope this has provided some context and some understanding of what it takes to be successful in a digital transformation, as well as how to navigate successfully within your career within the world of digital transformation. So I hope you found this information useful. And for more resources and information about digital transformation, consulting careers, and all that good stuff, be sure to check out some of the links below. I've included a number of resources that are meant to help you through your transformation journeys. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.